the message that we have, I believe the Holy Spirit has given to us to share with you. And glory to God. And we're going to pick up where we were the last time. Amen. Thank God for the great camp meeting we had week before last, and all the speakers and everybody for the Lord's presence, for his power. Thank God for the great message and experience we had last Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. Amen. And great things are happening. And I'm going to preach our camp meeting theme again. Amen. I'm not going to cover what we've been over word for word, but we're going to cover whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to cover. There are some things that the Lord want to say and to his people in this hour.
Yeah.
With all the things that are going on, you know what's going on in the world. People are mad, some are glad, some are fighting, some are killing. But Jesus is still Lord. And people are still being saved. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. Glory to God. We shall recover all. This was an experience, as we noticed and looked this last Friday night from 1 Samuel and chapter 30 and verse 8 from the King James Bible. If y'all put that scripture up, we're gonna look at this, but we're not gonna dwell on it a lot because we got a long ways to go. David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue. For thou shalt surely what? Overtake them." I tell you what, y'all gonna have to respond a little better what you're doing. I believe y'all sleep now. We're gonna have to get up and run around the church. Amen. We can't have that. We didn't come to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, "For thou shalt what? Surely overtake them. And without fail," what? How many know that we have a thief? His name is called Satan, Lucifer, the devil. And he works through people. Amen. He works through other creatures and anybody that's available to him. He uses all kinds of stuff. The greatest enemy, these are our enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. We didn't come to church this morning to what? Sleep. Amen. We didn't come to church to snack. Amen. We came to worship. And I'm just about ready to call Sammy up here and sing that song. I live. To do what? Worship. We come to give God some praise. We come to give him what? Some glory. We come to bless him. The days of entertaining and performing is over. Amen. Church is not about entertaining. Church is not about performing. It's about worshiping God. It's about coming and getting something so our lives will be what? Impacted by the truth of the gospel. I didn't come to preach you a sermon that I wrote out and took some thought from Reader's Digest. Nope. I come to say what the Holy Spirit wants to be said this morning. Amen. We mentioned last Friday night just a little about David's situation. David was a shepherd boy, and all of you know that. He was the youngest of Jesse's sons. And he had the privilege of taking care of the sheep and his father's sheep and so forth. And his older brother was called to battle. And one day his father said to David, go and check on your brothers, see how they were doing. They were fighting against the Philistine. And he took them some things, and among that was some cheese. And when he got there, there was a giant. He came out. He was about one measurement. He was just a tad over 11 feet tall, and the other one was like 10, 9, somewhere in there. He was a giant. And he had his armor on, but he would come out and stand on the mountain and holler at the Israelites. Israelite. Send me a man. And all the Israelites would tuck tail and run and hide. And he said, if you conquer me, we'll become your servants. I have to cut some, okay? And if I conquer you, you will serve us. And David said, who is this uncircumcised? And his brother got mad at him when he started inquiring of why nobody challenging this guy. He said, I'll fight him. And when the word got back to Saul, who was king, because Saul was scared himself. The word got back to Saul, and Saul had David brought in and said, well, whoever fight him, if he win, he will be able to enter, you know, the king's chamber and sit at the king's table. There was a lot of stuff that would be given to him, and the king would give him his daughter. Amen. So he said, yeah, I'll fight him. And they put all of Saul took his armor and put on David to have him to fight in. And David said, I can't wear this stuff. I hadn't proved this. I don't. He said, all I need is what I got, my sling and fire, some stones. I get it. Amen.